Next question we're gonna do is gonna be Mr. OH is the first name, last name CHOO, date of birth 5/27/51. Today is 4/3/3/24. Mr. Chu is a 73-year-old gentleman with long-standing history of Parkinsonism. Patient was a Chinese restaurant manager for years. He's single. He has no children. He lives in a group home, but he's the only resident. At one time, he was married, but he's divorced now. Smoking, none. Alcohol use, none. Surgery, kidney stone, 4 times. Has had surgery. Also fell last year in 2023. Had left hip replacement. COVID immunizations up to date. Family history, mom and dad died years ago. He's originally from Malaysia, allergy, non-medication. Midrodine, M-I-O-D-R-O-D-N-E, 5 milligram once a day, Neurontin, 100 milligram TID. Carbidopa, levodopa, 2,500, 4 times a day. Flomax, 0.4 once a day, aspirin once a day, 81 milligram. Review of system, frequent falls, causing hip fracture, December of 2023. Blackout spells, hypotension, which is very consistent with the advanced Parkinsonism, tremors, aspirations, recurrent urinary tract infection. Hang on. Difficulty with holding things. Bradykinesis. Tremors at rest much worse, off of medication, stiffness, difficulty standing. He uses a walker. Nevertheless, he's still having a hard time walking. Severe involuntary movements, especially off his medication. Hypotension. Nightmares with restlessness, fatigue, dizziness, poor balance. Difficulty with speech. With soft speech and voice cord, voice box spasm, history of anxiety, recurrent urinary tract infection, constipation off and on, difficulty swallowing, drooling, which is new, and it's definitely one of the end-stage symptoms of Parkinsonism, neck tightness, period. And again, his blood pressure is 100 over 60. When he stands up, blood pressure drops to 90 over 50, consistent with hypertension, autoimmune disorder, consistent with Parkinson's disease. OXUSAT 95%, heart rate 77, patient is a febrile. We find Mr. Chu to be in good spirits. His voice is very soft. His heart shows positive, one positive, two. Lungs clear but shallow. Respiration, abdomen soft. Lips shows no JVD. Skin shows no JVD. No lymphoid nodules. Skin shows decreased turbulence. I don't see. Here we have a 73-year-old gentleman with end-stage Parkinsonism, as evident by frequent falls, recent fracture of the hip, urinary tract infection, aspiration, difficulty with speech, tremors, orthostatic hypotension related to autoimmune disorder related to end-stage Parkinsonism, weight loss, severe protein calorie malnutrition, and volume depletion, along with history of BPH on Flomax. Patient is in there. Desperate need of his medication, both his levodopa, carbidopa, as well as MIODRODNE 5 milligrams to help with his blood pressure. I explained to the patient and family that he should not get up at this time till we get his medication started. He's not able to go to the doctor's office for an appointment, and the family has asked the caretaker to look into hospice. Patient definitely meets the criteria for hospice given his advanced Parkinsonism. Thank you.